From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, more Idaho Matters right now. When you hear the word blacksmith, you might think of horseshoes and iron fences. Traditional practitioners forged hand tools, kitchenware, and jewelry. Well, today, industrial forgery is used in things like hardware and automobiles, even spaceships. But it's also used for landscaping and architecture, as well as art. Blacksmith Susan Madassi designs large-scale steel sculptures, forging each part at temperatures of about 2,200 degrees, and then adding texture with a hammer or other tools. Colorful and geometric, her contemporary forged artwork hangs in public spaces throughout Idaho and all around the world. Arlie Summer brings us her story as part of the Expressive Idaho series.
A lot of the work that I make, it's three-dimensional, but it's two-dimensional because it hangs on the wall, and it's almost like a sculptural painting. I am not a perfectionist, and you can see that in my work. I like to celebrate things that aren't absolutely right. Turn this on. My name is Susan Madassi, and I'm an artist blacksmith. I have a studio in Garden City, Idaho. My shop is actually really simple. I have just really basic stuff. I have my power hammer, and then I have anvils, different sizes and heights. I have my forge that heats the metal. You can tell what temperature it is by the color of the metal. So right now, let me look. It's what I would call like a dull orange. So it's okay to forge. The mastery of the craft, part of it is learning about the metallurgy and the way the material acts at different temperatures. I was older when I first started. I had a degree in sculpture from Boise State, and then I wanted to build a sculpture, but I didn't know how to weld. So I took welding at the community college, and it was scheduled during the same time that they were teaching a blacksmithing class. And they had these big forges roaring and students running around with hot metal and hammering on anvils. And I asked this guy, I'm like, so what is this? And he's like, oh, this is a blacksmithing class. And my reaction was like, what, people still do that? I signed up for the next session, and I just really fell in love with it. My grandmother was creative, and she was a painter. I would categorize her more in the sort of self-taught type of painter. Her work was very primitive. She just had this urge to be creative, and I just love that spirit. Another thing that I was very interested in when I was younger was graffiti art. And of course, all the color, you know, I just was really drawn to color. I just kind of had the impression that forged metalwork always had to be black or dark. I just kind of had this epiphany. And so I went back to the studio and I was like, you know, I love color, so why not? And at first I was kind of timid and shy with it, and I just started getting more courage and just started playing more with it. After all these years, this is sort of where it's become part of my aesthetic and also what my work is known for. I'll paint everything, all the different colors, and then I go over it with that dark brown. And then that sits in these recesses, and then I take all the color off. I do everything by hand with steel wool. That brown just sort of ties everything together because everything has that brown in it. I wanted my work to look different, and I wanted it to look distinctly like something that was mine. So I'll have three different textures on the piece that's on the bottom. This will have one texture, this will have two, and this will have three. And you can see I'm losing this heat fast, so I'm gonna get to it. And then I have all my discs. And the discs are what I forged medallions from. They're about 3/8 of an inch thick. You start to notice things like the sound of the metal when you hit it. So when it's in that those red colors, it's very soft, so you get this more of a kind of a, it's like a thud, kind of dense, rich sound. And then as it cools off, those cooler temperatures, and it becomes more, it goes from like a bright, bright orange, and it just walks down into that dull red to like that dark steel color. It's a brighter sound. This is called a blacksmith's vise or a leg vise. So I can clamp this in here and tighten it up. And then I can get a hammer. You can really wail on it. And the leg of the vise takes a lot of that vibration down to the floor. This is a big piece of equipment, and it's hand forged. It's just beautiful. These are tongs. Obviously, the metal is very hot. I'm working with round discs that are about an eighth of an inch thick. Think of like barbecue tongs, and they're different shapes. Every shape has a different purpose. Basically, these are extensions of my hands and my fingers. Over the years and after forging like thousands and thousands of these things, I'm very dexterous with these, and I can very easily move things around, kind of feel like a crab or something. One thing that separates my work from other public work is that everything I do is by hand. I want people to know that there was a person that got their hands dirty, and I want the human quality to be the focus of the work. I want people to be able to walk up to it and touch it, and you can feel all the textures that I forged into the material. Because there's a connection there. There's something really beautiful about a handmade object. It's very under the surface, but people know. They look at it and they're like, they know that it's different. It's made by hand, and it's made by a craftsperson, somebody who has dedicated their life to mastering the material.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.